has a philosophy of expressing your hate and repressing it. So yeah. If you don't like someone because they won't
give
you
the world to hate in it.
Well, no, what
well,
so we're not being honest.
They hate them.
Yeah, but so he has a little therapy thing where if you want a cigarette from someone, you want a cigarette from someone and they don't necessarily want to give it to you, you sort of you push each other on the shoulder and say, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you. And whoever pushes the other over wins. So the one doesn't get a cigarette, you know. Or when you greet each other and say, fuck you, I hate you, and you wind up laughing or whatever, rather than, you know, have a nice day and be nicely nice. And then he's organized a lot of these street people for the last over 2 years now to gather at Berkeley Sprout Plaza in the sunset and beat on different things for drums. And this is a very good energy release for young people out in the streets. And then, you know, when it gets dark at the half hour, so the cops come on, it's okay, time to break it up and all that stuff. This has been going on for over 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
So he's doing a lot of good for these young people out there on the streets, helping them, you know, focus their energies and have a nice time.
All right.
His philosophy is actually deeper and more thorough than what I just said. Like, he doesn't accept any funds from the government. He could.
Oh, here's your card, Jim.
Oh, that's great, yeah. He could, but he just wants to go to dumpsters or whatever and be totally self-sufficient in that way.
Huh. Our police harassment of street people in Berkeley erodes respect for the law. I have to pity the police, too. They're really caught in the middle of a...
But this is brought, that perspective is brought up there, too. So, you're welcome to have that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Therefore, I am not. Okay.
There was a cartoon by another street person who recently died, committed suicide. He was one person, now he is one person who really believed the world was meaningless and it got to him. It made him, it's like he obsessed with it. Now there's an example of maybe it's not such a good thing for some people to have atheism thrust upon them. You know.
Oh yeah, it's true.
And yet, this is the price you must pay for an open mind, for society to be open-minded to consider all possibilities. But I think in some cases, such extreme atheism is actually detrimental to some types of personalities. I think he's one. That philosophy of pure atheism to total meaninglessness really made him obsessed in it and led to his destruction. It reminds me of that book by Miguel de Unamuno called La Vida y Sueño, Life is a Dream, where the main character was a priest who didn't believe in God, but his people of his town in Spain were so poor and destitute, they had to believe in a better life. So he didn't have the heart to tell them, there is no God. He went ahead and kept that cover. But some young girl, the maid who has, you know, she discovered this about him and goes into all the angst. It was a
film on that.
Yeah, existential show, yeah. Well, existentialism was carried over from the fables of the Orient, and the Spanish writers were the first to bring it up. The French acquired that and evolved it further. But it actually was
difficult not to dislike organized religion, though, if you don't believe in
it. Of course. Of course. I've met more atheists who are very ethical and decent than I have Christians. Right? What gets me is when an atheist says all religion is bad. I said, no, you're talking about all fanatic attitudes are bad. And in that sense, many things that you don't think conventionally as a religion fall into that, including fanaticism of atheism. And he said, oh, that could never happen. Atheism by its nature is not fanatic. And he said, no. Look at the atheist communist states of the former USSR and China. They did not do gays many favors. They were very homophobic.
Very true.
Now, you could make a case for the Christian missionaries poisoning that society before they rejected religion and just kept that. But, however, you cannot say that atheism is intrinsically non-prejudiced.
I have seen on the net... so many atheists that seem to have so much hate. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, this one that constantly stalks me, who's a homophobe and atheist.
Now, my housemate is Unitarian.
Mm-hmm.
and I've read some of his tracts and what have you. And a lot of this stuff I go along with.
That's just basically very, very liberal Christianity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff I can go along
sure.
with.
Sure.
Like, I saw their definition of prayer recently. That includes about four things. One to God, one to... And it goes into, are to increase your awareness of spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
I can go along with that, So, he and I don't have many bad discussions on that.
Well, there are very free-thinking, progressive Christians. It's just that they've been eclipsed these days by the fundamentalists.
But did you know that 40% of the childbearing age women in the United States now are not married?
Hmm. Well, the more reason we have to go to community and communal society, which was proposed as part in the free speech era. And just been, pushed back. That left it what direction we should be headed.
Now, another good source is, he's dead now, is, a friend of mine's calling me Senior Moments. I'm having difficulty grabbing words sometimes, so to speak, but he calls it a Senior Moment. His TV series is The Power of Myth.
Mm-hmm.
Heard him.
Lawrence Campbell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And he points out that back before written history, what have you, when they're finding villages that has a stockade around it, it's in the shape of a female vulva.
Mm-hmm.
He's pointing out that all the statuary found from that era and what have you are always pregnant females or mm-hmm. female in some. There's no males.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend in South Africa... he's trying to preserve the cave paintings down there,
mm-hmm.
which are almost entirely male erotic paintings.
Right, and modern day anthropologists, they have eradicated evidence, covered it over, erased it, just because they don't like, they hate homosexuals.
That comes into this evolution thing again. The other night I saw a anthropologist was saying that in the digs in France, from the Neanderthals and humans, they're finding that men and women live separately.
Mm-hmm.
They immediately shifted to an anthropologist from Billy Bob University. No, I think he was from one of the other religious universities.
Uh-huh.
He said, oh, that's possible, but they were so primitive they couldn't form a family unit.
Yes, and even if they found absolute proof of homosexual society back then, they say, well, we weren't true humans back then.
They were so primitive they couldn't form a family unit.
Yeah.
So it's amazing what has been destroyed. I understand when the Spanish took over the Moor part of Spain,
mm-hmm.
they burnt over 10 million manuscripts because they didn't like their male viewpoint on most of them.
You're talking about after the Moors had conquered, when the Inquisitions came and attacked the Moors back and they destroyed all the high arts and the liberalness that the Moors had brought
right.
to Europe.
And there were just millions of manuscripts, and they burned them with the huge piles for years.
Right.
I mentioned to a person who was not very bright, but a very, very devout Catholic, and I mentioned the Inquisition to him one time.
Mm-hmm.
I told him about the Inquisition. So he did the logical thing for him. He asked his priest, or Monsignor, about it.
Mm-hmm.
Monsignor said that was a bunch of homosexuals that got in charge of that into the church at that time.
We're getting blamed for the Nazi movement.
And did all those horrendous things. Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend come back to me and said, oh, that was just about, he didn't know I was gay either. That was a bunch of homosexuals that did that.
Mm-hmm.
This blasé that answered the whole question.
Wow. Blame the gays for
God.
It's also remarkable, we get blamed for bestiality, yet all the porno mail I receive, unwelcome, the only bestiality I get proposed from this porno mail is from hetero pornography.
Yeah.
Never get it from gay pornography.
It's
a gift from one of my homeless shamans.
Phoenix Suns. What's that, a baseball team?
Basketball, but what I like is the, you know, the word Phoenix and Suns and the basketball there look like a comet.
Yeah, it's the same.
And the hat's purple, along with the
comet. Know, there is, and I can't get into it anymore. Damn it, they've cut everybody out that doesn't have a passport. But for a while, when the Oxford University Press went public for a while, where I could get in there and read articles and what have you, which I can't anymore.
You have to pay for this service?
You have to buy the journal. And then when you buy the journal, you get a password to go in. And the
you know what? They've paved cyberspace and put up a parking lot.
Yeah. And the journal is hundreds of dollars.
Wow.
And it's usually bought by institutional libraries. Mm-hmm. But before that, there was a conference at Oxford, a multidiscipline conference. It had archaeologists and sociologists and paleontologists and geologists. And the theme of the conference was that about the time the shift between the Bronze Age and the Iron Age, all over the world, something happened. That was also the shift completely from